What's up, you beauties? Welcome to another episode of HW, in case you missed it, where I'll catch you up on all the daily news pertaining to your Philadelphia Flyers and all the news around the NHL, just in case you missed it. If you're not listening live, please make sure to subscribe, follow, and listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Spreaker. Quick shout out to the affiliate sites, fullpresscoverage.com, bellyupsports.com, bellyupsports, they do what the others don't. And while you're listening to the episode, check out our site, hwhockey.net. If you're listening on Radio Unhinged, awesome, absolutely incredible, a nice 24/7 radio channel they have there. Make sure you go give them a follow on Twitter. You can find the channel, I believe, in their profile. If not in their profile, head on over to Flyers HW. Yes, we did change our Twitter handle. You'll find the radio station there as well. Anything you need, you can find it on Flyers HW or hwhockey.net. So with no further ado, tonight's topics, it's just going to be a recap of the Central Division. You know, we're kind of in that lull period where football's finally started. Hockey camps are, you know, players are returning home to get ready for camp and whatnot. You know, lineups are basically set, as we're going to see here. So as far as Flyers topics, not so much to get to. Luckily, Chuck was very proactive over this offseason. Roster is set. You know, lots to be excited about as a Flyers fan. But let's find out how some of these Central teams did. And, you know, we'll see if we can put ourselves, if their fans are kind of feeling just excited about their team. So, you know, we're going to start this off alphabetical order. We're going to start off with the Arizona Coyotes. So the Coyotes, are they even going to be in Arizona in the next couple of seasons, right? Who knows? So they're kind of a franchise in transition, and the moves they made over the offseason, I think, kind of show you that they're also an NHL roster. They're a team in transition. You know, they're kind of showing you, you know, what they're going to do for the future as far as a roster, and they are not a win-now team by any means. They took on a lot of salary from Vancouver in moving Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Connor Garland. They received Jay Beagle, Antoine Roussel, Louis Erickson. These are all guys, I believe, on one-year deals. Louis Erickson's making north of $6 million. Roussel and Beagle are making $3 million apiece. So $12 million in cap right there between those three guys. Hard to play against players, but they'll all be gone off that roster. $12 million will be shaved off the books after this year. And, you know, that's all they are. You know, they helped out Vancouver while also moving Connor Garland and Oliver Ekman-Larsson to Vancouver. So nice pieces there. And we'll talk about Vancouver on another show. But Coyotes also added Ryan Dzingel, who's kind of been tossed around around here the last couple of seasons. Decent forward, sure. They received Connor Timmins in a trade with the Avalanche. Carter Hutton, the goaltender, Andrew Ladd, and Joseph Coronar or Coronash. I'm not sure how to say his last name. There's one guy I'm leaving off, and we all know who that is. I'm leaving him off because I have a nice little video clip for you guys. Been a while since I did one of these, so here you go. The last addition for the Phoenix Coyotes, and an addition where they didn't have to give anything up for him. Here you go. You know who I'm talking about.
Flyers trying to get the puck back, and Voracek has it. Voracek cutting toward the net, off to Gossensberg. He scores! A ghostly game winner, Flyers!
There you go, Shane Gossensberg. So can he do that in Phoenix? Well, he's going to have the opportunity to have an ongoing bet with Mr. Dan Silver, who will be writing for us very shortly. If Ghost ever scores, I believe it's over 60 points ever again. I owe him a Gossensberg jersey or something. At this point, I'll give him two if he ever sniffs 60, which I don't think is ever going to happen. But, hey, wish him all the best down there in Arizona. He's going to get all the opportunity he can get because there's not much on that team. I think they have five players signed after next season, signed through 2022-23. And those players are Shane Gossensberg, Andrew Ladd, who Andrew Ladd is basically a cap dump. Here you go. I have the list here for you guys. Clayton Keller, Nick Schmaltz, and Jacob Chychrun are the three, you know, right now foundational building blocks of that franchise. And only Andrew Ladd and Shane Gossensberg are signed beyond the 2021-22 season. I'll have an article for you guys coming out, kind of recapping what we're talking about tonight. It'll come out around 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. So while you're listening to this episode again, you'll be able to read through the article. You check out my grades. I'm not going to tell you what they are now because I don't want to ruin the article. So, you know, based off what we've seen from Arizona, they're in transition big time. Not expecting anything from them this year. I expect them to be bottom feeder, maybe even sell off more. Who knows? So let's move on a little bit here to the Chicago Blackhawks. So players added: Seth Jones, Marc-Andre Fleury, Tyler Johnson, Jujhar Khaira, hope I said that right, and Caleb Jones. So very nice additions. They had a top number one defenseman in Seth Jones. Overpaid for him once they got him. You know, he signed a massive contract. Excuse me. But hey, kudos to Stan Bowman for going out and getting his guy. Hey, he even got his guy's brother, so good for him. And then going out and getting a Vezina-winning goaltender, Marc-Andre Fleury. I know he's 35, 36 years old, but they got him for free. How can you not like that? You get a veteran goalie. I'm sorry, not a veteran. Well, veteran. Vezina-winning goalie for free, along with Seth Jones. That in itself is a pretty damn good offseason. They add a center. I believe Tyler Johnson would flex between 2C and 3C, depending on what's going on with Jonathan Toews. So very interesting offseason for Chicago. It looks like they're going to try to make one more push with Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews there. Players lost Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, Nikita Zadorov, Adam Boqvist, Pew Suter, and Andrew Shaw, who retired. Yeah, I think it's time to start getting excited in Chicago again. They have some very solid players to watch this upcoming season. And it'll be interesting. I said it before this year. They don't really have a roster that looks like it's rebuilding. They look like they have a roster that can compete now. And they added pieces to it in Marc-Andre Fleury and Seth Jones. So, hey, if you're a Chicago Blackhawks fan, you have reason to be optimistic, reason to be excited. Seth Jones is going to be there for a long time. Marc-Andre Fleury, you can't really say enough about this guy. He's like a fine wine here.
And now the puck back to center. He got a stick on it. Mikheyev into the offensive zone. Rush shot off the crossbar. Rebound! And a diving save by Fleury. Oh, Patan!
And a diving save the goal!
Oh, my! What a save! Holy mackerel! What a save made by Marc-Andre Fleury!
And you can expect more of that, right? The guy's like forever young. So excellent addition for Chicago in goal. They go out and get their number one defenseman as well in Seth Jones. They're gonna be better than they were last year. How's that in the Central Division? Will they challenge for the top spot? Will they challenge for the division? Chicago fans are hoping so. And we'll see. We'll see if they can get back to the playoffs. So let's go to our next team here in the Colorado Avalanche. A little bit disappointed with this offseason. And I want to know if you guys are too. If you're watching live, feel free to drop a comment. Say hi. Let me know how you're doing. How's your night going? How'd your fantasy football team do? Let me know. Let's hang out. So the Colorado Avalanche. Players added: Ryan Murray, Darcy Kemper, Curtis McDermott, and Jack Johnson. What? Okay, Darcy Kemper is a solid addition. Ryan Murray's a solid, bottom pair defenseman, potentially second pairing kind of guy. Not anything to be excited about, I don't think. When you see those names, it's kind of like, okay, not the best offseason, things could be worse. When you look at who the Avalanche lost, I think it's cause for some concern a little bit here. So they lose Jonas Donskoy, who I think is underappreciated around the league a little bit. This guy's a very, very good depth player, second, third line guy. I kind of see him as like a Michael Roffel, but maybe with a little bit more skill. So to me, that's a huge subtraction. And they did not really fill that space. Brandon Saad went off to St. Louis. So he leaves your team for free to go help out a division rival. And the Blues, Ryan Graves is traded to New Jersey. Didn't really fill his spot, unless you're thinking Ryan Murray can take his role. Connor Timmins, they lose in a trade. I believe that was for Darcy Kemper to Phoenix. And Philip Grubauer, a Vezina-nominated goalie just a couple years ago, is lost to the Seattle Kraken. That's a bad offseason for the Colorado Avalanche. I'm not sure they improved. And this is a team that needed to. They can't really get over the hump, right? They can't beat the Vegas Golden Knights. They can't beat some of these tougher teams out west. They have a hard time with, you know, if they want to get past those teams, what they did in this offseason, I don't think helps them any. So as much as I love the Avalanche, I love watching that team play, in my mind, they're going to run into the same issues. They're going to scorch the regular season. When it comes time to the playoffs, they're going to be out this first, second round, unfortunately, if they get matched up with the wrong team. Okay? You know, my grade for them might surprise you guys when this comes out, when the article comes out tomorrow. I want to know what you guys think. Drop a grade in the comments. Our next team here is the Dallas Stars. And they continue this trend where they're adding guys over 30, 31, 32 years old. So they sign 36-year-old Ryan Suter to a 4-year deal. They go out and get Braden Holtby to back up. Is it Khudobin? I know they got a kid. I think it's Jake Ottinger. They might be working him in a little slowly. So they kind of got a three-headed monster type thing going on. That's if Khudobin's down there. Let me just double check. I should know already since I did these articles and whatnot. But yeah, Dallas, I'm not impressed with their offseason. Yeah, Khudobin's still there, believe it or not. Yeah, so 34-year-old Ben Bishop is still on the roster. Anton Khudobin's 35, Braden Holtby 31, and Jake Ottinger will be mixed in there somewhere, I would imagine. So, not impressed. Yanni Hakanpaa is also an addition in the offseason. Michael Roffel, Flyers fan favorite, or maybe not. He was a favorite of mine. Goes to the Dallas Stars, another player over 30. Stars have a whopping 10 players over the age of 32 now, not counting 31-year-old Braden Holtby. Listen, when the Stars went out and got Pavelski and Perry, I said, these guys are old. How are they going to help this team? And they proved me wrong. Pavelski's still putting the puck in the net. Everybody apparently wants Corey Perry these days. So we'll see. You know, maybe Dallas GM Jim Nill is a little bit better at his job than I would be, and Dallas will be magically back in the playoffs next year. I don't think they will be. Hey, it's hard to bet against the Jim, right? So either way, Jim's going to win here. Players lost. Jason Dickinson and Andrew Cogliano went out to San Jose. And we're going to move on to potentially a more fun team. The only team on my list here that has an incomplete. And I'm going to tell you why. So the Minnesota Wild, players added Dmitry Kulikov, Frederick Gaudreau, John Merrill, and Jordy Benn. Not much to get you excited there if you're a fan. Players lost Nick Bonino, Ryan Suter, Zach Parise, Carson Soucy to Seattle, Marcus Johansson, I believe, to Seattle as well, and Brad Hunt. So you lose a lot of veteran presence there in Bonino, Suter, Parise, and you're not really replacing it. I mean, John Merrill, Jordy Benn have been around the block. Dmitry Kulikov has been passed around now a little bit. You're missing excitement there. You're missing Kirill the Thrill. You're missing your 24-year-old sniper that came in and lit the NHL up in his first year. Where is he? He's not signed yet. Is he going to be? I think a lot depends on if Kirill Kaprizov is back next year for the Wild. We're down to, hey, we're down the stretch here. We're about a month before preseason starts, or the regular season starts, where September 13th, regular season's a month away. Kirill Kaprizov is still not signed. If he's not signed, they need to make a move. They need to do something with that space. They need to do something. The only reason Minnesota was fun last year was Kaprizov. Yes, they had a solid team. Bill Guerin's got to figure something out. They got to pay this guy or something. So right now, you're going to see tomorrow, the only team that had an incomplete grade for me was Minnesota. And if they don't get Kaprizov signed, it could be a big F. So we'll see. We shall see. Let's move on. Nashville Predators are our next team here. They added Cody Glass and Phil Myers in that trade that sent Nolan Patrick to Vegas and Ryan Ellis to Philadelphia. They also added David Riddick to be a backup to Yusei Saros. They lose. So they turned over some core players here. They lose Victor Arvidsson to Los Angeles. Ryan Ellis, we mentioned, to the Flyers. Pekka Rinne retired. Kalle Yarnkrok and Erik Haula are all gone. So they lose about five core players there. Four have been Predators for an extended amount of time. So they turn over some age. They fill it with some youth and Cody Glass, Phil Myers, and David Riddick. For those, I'm sure a lot of people that are watching this, guys, if you know, thank you for watching. You know who this guy is. But if you don't, this is Phil Myers. This is who they got for Ryan Ellis.
Now Myers at the point. His shot scores! Phil Myers from downtown! And the Flyers win in overtime!
Behind the net, and here's the shot from the point. And it tips off an Islander forward at the top there and goes into the net. Here's the shot again by Myers. It's off the stick of Lee, bounces down, up and over the glove.
So, hey, I know as Flyers fans, we saw glimpses of that from Phil Myers. We never saw it consistently. He was always a project, and I think we wanted to believe that we were going to see him be better quicker. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. This is a hockey town where we're frankly out of patience, and so I think the best move for Phil was to be traded to Nashville, where they're kind of a team that's just now going through transition. It's kind of a team in a city, I believe, where Phil Myers will be allowed to develop, right? Because it sounds bad to say that he wasn't allowed to develop here, but hey, we're out of time. We need to see the Flyers good. As fans, we don't want to wait anymore. We can't wait around for projects anymore. Let's win. Nashville, you know, just fired Laviolette a season or two ago. They're kind of moving out some old guys, like I mentioned, and they're infusing the franchise with youth. Cody Glass, Phil Myers. So we'll see. It'll be fun to see Myers progress with Nashville. Nashville is always a team that I kind of like to watch. So wishing him all the best there. And let's move on to the St. Louis Blues. Added players like Pavel Buchnevich and Brandon Saad, two very solid players. However, they lost a couple solid guys in Mike Hoffman, Jaden Schwartz, Vince Dunn, and Sammy Blais. In my mind, the subtractions of Hoffman, Schwartz, Dunn, and Blais are greater than the additions of Buchnevich and Saad. So it would be hard for me to give them good marks on this offseason, especially because Vladimir Tarasenko is still in St. Louis. What happened with that? Everything just died down. Is he going to be traded? Is he going to play for them if he stays? So this could be another incomplete too. Unfortunately, I think St. Louis missed the boat when it came to trading Tarasenko and kind of maybe screwed themselves a little bit. Not really impressed with their offseason. I like that they were able to add Buchnevich for Sammy Blais. A lot of people, at least that I talk to, are fans of Sammy Blais. Gotta admit, I haven't really spent much time watching him. I know that Pavel Buchnevich seems to be coming into his own. I was glad New York got rid of him. I think he'll play well for St. Louis. I think he fits in with their style of play. Brandon Saad, there's weird hype with Saad. Like everyone thought he was going to play very well in Colorado, didn't. So it's hard for me to say he's going to be an addition for St. Louis. Let's move on to our last team here in the Winnipeg Jets. So players added Nate Schmidt, Brendan Dillon on the back end. Eric Comrie comes in to play backup to Connor Hellebuck. I always forget his first name, believe it or not. Riley Nash will come in to take Matthew Perreault's place as Laurent Brossoit and Matthew Perreault were on the outs. Mason Appleton goes to Seattle. Derek Forport and Trevor Lewis are also subtractions from the roster, and Nate Thompson signs in Philadelphia. So another franchise with some turnover. They turned over seven players in the offseason. While, you know, two of those guys were in Winnipeg for a while there, and Brossoit and Perreault. I like the additions of Nate Schmidt and Brendan Dillon. I'm excited to see. They needed these kind of players. They needed more bigger physical players that, you know, they lose. That guy that went to New York now, his name's going to escape me here. Am I going to look it up? Yeah, I'm going to look it up for you guys because I care. All right, because I care. His name's on the tip of my tongue. Jacob Trouba. They lose Trouba, so they needed to replace him. I think they did that finally with Nate Schmidt and Brendan Dillon to shore up the back end in Winnipeg a little bit. Eric Comrie proven to be a fine backup goalie for now. And Riley Nash is a defensive center. So Winnipeg made some moves. It'll be interesting to see how that pans out. The division's up in the air. Do I want to make a prediction to say who's going to win? It's definitely not going to be Arizona. Chicago will be better than they were last year. Colorado will be near the top of the division. But I don't think that they're better. Dallas, I think, got better, but they also got older. And Minnesota does not have their star player while also losing core players in Bonino, Suter, Parise. Nashville got younger. Will they be better? We'll see. They also re-signed Eli Tolvanen, who should light the world on, I don't want to say light the world on fire, but he should score some significant goals next season. St. Louis could be the team to watch in that division. Winnipeg could be the team that made the most improvement. It'll be fun. I don't feel that this is a very strong division, but I don't feel that it's weak. You know, maybe it's sort of like the Metro in a way. I think Colorado could run away with it, and we could just be watching a fight for second. Unless Kaprizov signs with Minnesota, then we could see a dogfight, which would be fun. And I hope we do see that because dogfights are fun. We like competition. That's why we watch sports. We want to see it go down to the wire. Guys, about 22 and a half minutes in, that's pretty much all I got for the episode. I was out for a week. I want to say thank you to my team, Jack, Kyle, Johnny, and hey, the Pod Street Bullies. If you haven't heard their new episode yet, go check it out. Thank you to Derek and John holding down the fort. Jack and Steve just put out an episode, Full Circle, dropped today. Awesome episode. They had Ryan McCarthy on from NCR podcast, The Belly Up Show. And we're doing a lot of stuff, guys. A lot of good things are coming. I wanted to get an episode out. I missed you. I missed talking to you. And I know you missed this face. So kind of just getting back into the swing of things here. And I wanted to put something out for you guys. I missed this. I missed talking to you. We'll be back tomorrow night. Definitely with Jack. Hopefully with Kyle. We'll see what he's doing. We'll see what he's up to. See what he's if he's got plans or anything. But we'll definitely be talking Flyers hockey tomorrow night. Have some good topics for you guys. If you have anything you want to talk about besides the Flyers goal song, hit me up on Twitter, shoot me a DM or on regular, whatever it is. And yeah, we'll discuss some topics. But for now, that's going to do it for this episode, boys and girls. Thanks for hanging out. And I'll be back tomorrow night with the boys.